Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
When kids and parents get into a pattern of arguing, how can a parent require change from their teenager when they've done the same behaviors? Well, we'll talk about this and more in episode number 54, titled My Rude and Demanding Daughter. It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and that's me. I'm your host, Neil D. Brown, and I'm here to help you create that enjoyable family you work for every day. And I'm happy to announce that our first Empowered Teen Parenting Workshop is finishing up this week, and we've had a terrific time, and we're seeing some really great breakthroughs. And if you'd like to join those getting priority entry when we set up our next one, come on over to my website, neildbrown.com, and send me an email. And if you have a question you'd like me to address on this podcast, don't be shy. We'll all benefit from your question. So come on over to my website and enter it there today. I know you have a question, so share it. And please remember, this is an educational podcast. It's not a substitute for therapy when you need it. Well, Sandra from Phoenix, Arizona writes, "My 13-year-old daughter is chronically rude and demanding. I've struggled setting limits with her because she gets up so upset when she doesn't get her way. I've made the mistake of trying to accommodate her to avoid her blowups. Sometimes I lose my temper when I reach the end of my rope with her. I would like to be able to have the talk with her and stop this pattern and have her earn her privileges by managing her feelings and being more respectful. But I know that when I tell her she has to manage her feelings and be respectful, she'll throw it back in my face because I've done the same thing to her. And she's right. How do I get out of this mess?" Yipes. Well, Sandra, thanks for your question. You know, I'm sure lots of parents can relate to it because none of us are perfect, and there are plenty of things that we all do imperfectly and that we all do wrong. You know, most of us lose it with our kids at least once in a while, and if we're losing it or yelling regularly, then it is in fact a problem, not just from the point of view that yelling isn't a good way to communicate and can be emotionally hurtful to others, but because it can keep things stuck, just as they are with you, Sandra. So, Sandra, it's great that you're looking to find a way out of the pattern. And yes, the talk can get things started in the right direction. And by the way, the talk is from my book, Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle. And it's a way to push reset and move out of that struggle of constantly giving consequences, kids resenting them, improving to a minimal standard for a short period of time, and then things deteriorating and going downhill from there. So, Sandra, here is how we can proceed with the talk. After acknowledging your daughter's strengths and wonderful qualities, which is very important, we have to hold a healthy vision of our teens, and we need to share that healthy vision with them so that they get that we really believe in them and we see their specialness. We see their talents. We see their strengths because they're insecure and they really get that about themselves yet. So they need to borrow their faith in themselves from us. So once again, you're going to speak to your daughter's strengths and her wonderful qualities, and then you'll speak to the problems in her behavior and in your relationship. Specifically, that when she gets upset, she gets abusive in her language, and that simply isn't acceptable. Now, you're saying that she's going to come right back at you with, "But you do the same thing to me." And then you'll continue, "You're absolutely right." And I'll call your daughter Jade, just for the sake of our discussion. You're absolutely right, Jade. I've been getting upset with you when you don't manage your responsibilities and you don't listen. I've been yelling and been abusive in my language when I get to the end of my rope. That is totally on me. Somehow, I've been trying to get you to behave by first trying to please you, and second, when that doesn't work, by getting upset with you, and then I lose it. That is absolutely not fair to you. It's up to you to manage your behavior, and you are completely capable of doing that. I've been making it my job, and I'm going to be a better and clearer parent. I absolutely apologize for my yelling for two reasons. First, that I hurt your feelings, and I'm deeply sorry for that. And second, for trying to change your behavior when you are completely capable of changing your own behavior. So Sandra, can you see how that works? You're taking responsibility and making amends, and you're using that as an opportunity to shift things and do things differently. Now, instead of not setting standards and limits and then getting angry and blowing up, you're going to set standards and limits and let your daughter successfully address those before she receives her privileges. Here's how you can go on with the talk. You'll say, I want you to know that privileges such as use of your phone and having Wi-Fi will be there for you when you earn them, but not until. First, you decide when you are going to work on giving up rudeness and blow-ups and are going to be ready to be respectful in your tone and in your behavior with me. Once you've decided to work on that, you'll need to decide how you are going to communicate and demonstrate your decision to me. And once you've decided to make these changes, Jade, and you're making progress, I'll be in a better place to offer you the privileges that you will have earned. And Jade, keep in mind that all privileges come with responsibilities and conditions, and you will need to manage those responsibilities and manage those conditions to keep the privileges that you earn. And then, Sandra, I would end by restating your apology. I once again apologize for my yelling and hurting you, and for trying to get you to behave instead of letting you be the one who is in charge of your behavior. In this way, Sandra, you will let your daughter be responsible for her behavior, and you'll focus your efforts on only being responsible for yours. Make sense? Good. So listeners, let's ask ourselves this question. Are we doing too much for our kids and then becoming upset when they take advantage of that? Are we offering privileges to avoid their wrath? Let's believe in our children and in our teens, and let's empower them by always requiring their best. Well, thanks for tuning in today, everyone, and special thanks to Sandra from Phoenix, Arizona, for her question. Do you know someone who might benefit from reading my book, Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle? Some readers have said it's the best counseling session they ever had, and please, take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.